Date, December 14th, 1994. Time, after midnight. Location, Trumbull County, Ohio. Number of objects, 3. Height and speed, as low as 50 feet off the ground, also very high, almost out of sight. Speed was very fast. Some of the officers were traveling at a high rate of speed just to keep up with the objects during the chase, which we'll get into later. Shape of the object was circular. The color of the object was many colors: red, blue, green, lavender, white, very bright. Number of witnesses, mass sightings. I want to give a shout out to begin with to Kenny Young. Kenny Young from the UFO Research Center in Cincinnati, Ohio. Without Kenny Young's effort on getting these tapes, I mean from the Liberty Police Department, from the 911 call center, we would probably not hear these tapes today. Let me explain on that, because he tried to get the tapes, and for some reason the tapes were lost. He ended up getting the tapes. They were actually backup copies that, thank goodness, the good people out of the 911 center in Liberty sent Kenny these tapes. These tapes actually made the Confirmation TV show on NBC, and then eventually on the Art Bell radio talk show, Coast to Coast. Very big shout out to the late, great Kenny Young. I encourage everybody to go back and listen to the tapes that were on episode 1, 2, and 3. I actually had to listen to them 2 or 3 times, and the quality isn't great. Let's remember that it is compressed audio from a 1994 recopied, basically cassette tape from that time. But you have to listen very closely to what's going on with the callers that called in, especially the police officers. But before we get into that, I want to go a step further on the calls that came in, the numerous calls that came in on December 14th. It actually happened a day before that, on December 13th. This is why I remember that date, because I was working a midnight shift, and one of my coworkers came in to work and was very excited at what he's seen coming into work, coming from Liberty area on Route 11 to Warren, Ohio, which isn't very far from Liberty. And he said there was a flying object flying directly over Route 11, probably 100, 150 yards in front of him, and very low, and very fast. And he didn't know what it was, but he says it definitely was not an airplane. It definitely was not a helicopter. And the only thing around at that time, since drones were not out yet, could have been a weather balloon. He says it was not a weather balloon either. It could have been a ultralight, homemade aircraft. You know, when they're coming overhead, sounds like a Volkswagen in the sky. But there was no sound. And that is something to remember, because everything from all these officers is there's no sound. even from the residents that called in. There was no sound. But on December 13th, the day before, my coworker said that it was a UFO, which is an unidentified flying object. And that's basically what Kenny Young did. He tried to go and determine what these UFOs were. And he's not saying that they are from outer space or whatever. He's just trying to determine what is it, where did it come from, etc. How Kenny fell upon this story was he was investigating another incident that happened in Liberty, Ohio, which is just outside of Dayton. As he called the operator to get the number, the operator mistakenly gave Kenny the number of the Liberty Police Department in Liberty Township. And that's how he stumbled upon the calls from Trumbull County. But thanks to the good people at the 911 center in Liberty, they actually found the backup tapes to send Kenny. Just after midnight, a ton of calls came into the 911 operators that involved one thing: low-flying UFOs over Trumbull County. The majority of these calls were heard by dispatcher Roy-Ann Rudolph. Now, after first listening to the 911 tapes, I was a little put off by her not taking these calls serious. And that's another thing. A lot of the people that seen the UFO never called it in. And I know, after investigating myself, I found about 10 people who saw the object and never called it in because they didn't want to sound like a crackpot. You know, little green men, as Ryan had stated at one point. So yeah, I didn't think Ryan or any of the other people took it seriously either. Such as the news media. Oh, and we will get into that too. You had the news media there. They knew about it. They have scanners. They also can scan the police radio signals of that night. So they knew what was going on. But everybody didn't take this serious. I think as the night went on, and as you have experienced law enforcement officers from 10 different Trumbull County agencies looking at this thing, over 10 to 15 law enforcement people looking at this thing, or naturally some of the officers are going to say it was a planet or a star because they're looking at it through their binoculars or telescope. And I truly do believe, yeah, they were looking at a planet or a star. So I'm not going to question them on that. I do think they were looking at a planet. Not all were looking at the same thing. But let's be honest, there were people there, law enforcement, that if it's over top your car, and more than just one officer, let's take Toby from the Liberty Police Department, who said it was 50 feet above his car, got outside of his car died, couldn't get his car started, stepped outside of his car, and he's engulfed by a bright light. I mean, this isn't from a crackpot, and he's not the only one. I have two very good friends at that time. One was a member of the Liberty Police Department, and one was a member of the Brookfield Police Department. Both of my friends, both of these police officers, are 100% sure it was a UFO. They were 100% sure it is not a weather balloon, was not a helicopter, was not an airplane, was not a star, was not a planet. It was a UFO, something they have never seen before, since then, or even now. I am still very good friends with one of the officers who no longer works for the police department, and he still, to this day, believes Toby and the other officers that were good friends of his on what they seen that night. So just after midnight, the calls were coming in to Roy Ann and the other 911 dispatchers. And they were all saying that basically the same thing. It was large. It was low flying. And it seemed to have flames coming out the back. I can understand Roy Ann's disbelief on a lot of this because, you know, thinking back, it's always easy after, you know, hindsight, what to say after the fact, you know. But when you're live and you're 911, and they take calls other than just UFOs. I mean, their job is very important. And no way, no how trying to belittle her or the other 911 dispatchers. I probably may have done the same thing. These calls coming in, and naturally it's an unidentifying flying object that's in her backyard, or blue flames coming out the back, or descending downward, or lights shining off the bottom. I mean, I could understand her response to this. But there's certain things as the night went on that puzzle me. One is the news media. Channel 33, let's take for example, had a reporter call 911, talk to Roy Ann, and after confirming, yeah, there were law enforcement that were actually tracking it and following it, they never reported it. They never reported it. And we're going to get into that later as well on my final thoughts. But we know that it wasn't a weather balloon. According to my friends from the Liberty Police Department and Brookfield, they have seen weather balloons. And it was not a weather balloon. It was not a helicopter. Toby Malero, he proceeded down Sampson Drive to check out the lights. And as he was going down Sampson Drive, a man approached him on the road and told him that it was moving south. So that man seen it as well. So he's traveled southward on Sampson Drive, and suddenly his cruiser went dead. He could not start the cruiser. And that's where the bright lights came in. And naturally he was a little startled over all that, as we all would be. And it was very, very large. After reporting this to Roy Ann at the 911 center, Roy Ann did the right thing. She called the FAA at the Air Force Base in Vienna, Ohio, which is also the control operator, tower operator for the Youngstown Regional Airport. What's very interesting, and you can hear it on the 911 tapes, that's why I encourage you to listen, go back and listen to these tapes. It really baffles me that he's 70 feet up in the air, and with the numerous sightings, with the police sightings, with a security guard near the Air Force Base, that actually was looking at it also, yet the air traffic controller can't see nothing. In a 60-mile radius, he doesn't see nothing. He even asked about maybe a nearby hospital, which he's insinuating, maybe a life flight helicopter flying in and out of the hospital, but he can't pick it up on his radar. I think it's totally bullcrap. I mean, absolutely unbelievable. in my opinion. With that being said, you know, I think Rayanne was really trying to get him to at least say he sees something, that something she can relay back to her officers that she's in contact with. And he just was no way, no how saying he sees anything. As soon as she got the information, it was related to all the active enforcement units in Trumbull County. Numerous officers were spotting this thing in different parts of Trumbull County. I mean, it turns out, in my belief, there was more than one. And I agree with the Brookfield officer when he climbed the observation tower. He actually saw three objects flying in a triangular pattern. With the police dispatch with reports of the UFO spreading to adjacent communities, Ryan called the air traffic controller again. Again, she's reaching out for some type of answer. Now, keep in mind, if the National Weather Service spotted these on their radar, but the Air Force Base out of Vienna, which is a military base, doesn't see nothing. I find that hard to believe. I mean, I really, really do. Another thing from the air traffic controller was, if I was in the tower, my main job would be the safety of the aircraft and also the Air Force Base, as I would be a little more curious on what this was. It could have been a low-flying helicopter. I mean, that's not on your radar. That kind of scares me that we should have better security systems than that. There was a air traffic controller out of Cincinnati who says they could spot a truck on an interstate with their radar. A truck on the interstate on the ground, but a military base can't spot something 50 feet off the ground. That doesn't seem very kosher to me. When I called the Air Force Base in Vienna, I was given a runaround and different numbers of call that didn't exist, or given a number back to the 911 call center in Liberty, which was also a runaround. That's why I really think that the people at that time that gave Kenny Young these tapes from the 911 call center in Liberty should be applauded, because we probably would never hear, actually, and I'm serious, we probably would never hear these tapes. And on some of these tapes, which I find pretty interesting, is she's talking to them on what's going on as a private conversation. They know what they see. I mean, one is seeing a object 50 feet off the ground. Another seeing an object moving in a direction south of Route 82 towards Brookfield Hubbard area, towards the Pennsylvania line during the chase. Yet there's others who see it as a airplane, see it as a planet, see it as a star, which I truly believe they did. They were looking at a different object. But the ones that knew, as far as I know, stars don't go down a road or land in a backyard or are 50 feet over a police car. Okay? These callers that were calling in on what they were seeing, even though they were not police officers, were basically saying the same thing. My friend that I work with was saying the same thing. And he seen it a day before all this shit hit the news. He seen it a day before it made national news. And yet, a day after this national event, which the day after the mass sightings on December 14th, on December 15th, another friend of mine who lives on Sodom Hutchins seen it. A day after the mass sightings. He also did not call it in, but he swears it came from the Vienna Air Base. He swears it came from the base. But, you know, let's talk about where it was located. It was located over Sampson Drive, Fifth Avenue, Route 11, Sodom Hutchins, Old Route 82. My one friend in Brookfield, police officer, actually said it even stopped at one point and was just hovering over the ground. So it could go very, very, very fast and yet then just stop and just hover. And then, you know, next thing you know, it's out of sight and they're chasing it again over Ridge Road, over Hinhide Road, over Holland Township, Cortland, Liberty, Girard, Vienna, Brookfield, Hubbard, yet it doesn't exist. To this day, 25 years later, it doesn't exist. And yet the news media didn't report nothing. When Lieutenant James Baker of the Brookfield Township Police Department decided to climb the observation tower, he went up about approximately three stories and seen three of the objects. And that has already been reported. But what really, you know, just totally blows my mind is that the Captain John Keetack from the airbase states from that night, December 14th, 1994, states that there were no airplanes, experimental or otherwise, or anything flying that night. I mean, if it was something out of the airbase and it was a top secret mission, okay. I mean, why fly 50 feet above a residential area and then claim there's nothing there? Why involve so many police departments that were chasing this thing or things in the sky when, if something, a major emergency did happen, they couldn't respond to that call because they're chasing something that is being covered up by the airbase. That's just my opinion. I mean, I don't believe that statement. It just seems to me that when you have 10 different agencies following this thing, 10 Trumbull County law enforcement agencies following this thing, and there's nothing in the sky, according to Captain Keetack. So my thinking is, there was more than one object, and it definitely was not a planet. It definitely was not a star. It definitely was not a weather balloon, a helicopter, or an aircraft. And here is something very interesting, that one of the callers that called in brought up that they knew somebody, and this is one of the callers that called in to the Art Bell talk show, that they knew somebody from the that was involved in this incident, And they said that that the Department of Defense showed up a day later, which would have been December 15th, at the air base in Vienna. And it was locked up and sealed. Now, with a few of the people that I know, and what they were told to put in their police report was, this is what I was told, whether it happened or not, I don't know, is they were told to report that it was a weather balloon. I don't know if this came from the Department of Defense. I don't know if it was a cover-up from the Air Force base. I don't even know if it's true. I'm just stating what I was told by some reliable sources. Maybe this is the reason it never made the newspapers. I mean, an in-depth story on the numerous sightings, the 10 law enforcement agencies that were in hot pursuit of it. It was just, to me, a big cover-up. And let's just list the law enforcement agencies that were following this thing. The Niles Police Department, the Hallam Township Police Department, Girard Police Department, Warren Township Police Department, Liberty Township Police Department, Cortland Police Department, Brookfield Township Police Department, the Trumbull County Sheriff Police Department, the Hubbard Police Department, the Girard Police Department. These are the people chasing, looking at these things. These are our law enforcement officers looking at these things. And yet, there was nothing there, according to the Vienna Air Base. There was nothing there, according to the FAA Air Traffic Controller. Even though my friends know what they saw, my civilian friends know what they saw, my friends that are in the police department that were there at the time know what they saw. Your comments, your opinions can be left at cooley54@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you, getting your responses. I will continue to follow this story and give any updates that I find during the coming months and years. Thank you very much. We'll see you in 2 weeks on Ghosts in the Valley.